I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8:16. Now, I remember years ago I learned an expression I'd never heard before. I slept hard last night. And it's like, what does that mean? Slept hard. It means they slept well. Well, more than one in three American adults do not sleep hard or well. They don't get enough sleep. Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace, our friend, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, joins us to talk about why that's a problem. Plus, he has some tips for us for a better night's rest. How'd you sleep last night, Dr. B?
Hey, Tommy. I actually did pretty good last night.
Had you heard the expression, I slept hard before or not?
I have, yeah, definitely. I hear it all the time.
Really? Okay, so how much sleep do we need?
Yeah, you need a lot more than most people are getting, actually. The CDC actually recommends that adults are supposed to get between about 7 and 9 hours of sleep per night. Mm. And it's that range because sleep needs they're going to vary person to person, you know, depending on who you are. Some people may need a little bit more. Some people may be a little bit less to wake up and really feel refreshed. And then keep in mind that as you age, your sleep needs may change a little bit as well.
How do we know if we're getting enough sleep?
Yeah, really that high quality or hard sleep, like you were saying, should give you the full benefits of that 7 to 9 hours. If you're sleeping really well and for long enough, you should wake up in the morning and feel really rested and restored and actually a little bit energized. And, you know, the contrary would be if you wake up feeling really tired or foggy, even if you think you got a full night's rest, you might not be getting really good quality sleep. It may be lower quality sleep. And some things to watch for, you know, if you have difficulty staying awake during the day, that's something to be really concerned about. A lot of people may have problems concentrating or remembering things or even having conversations first thing in the morning. And then some people actually may have trouble controlling their emotions, you know, kind of like a toddler when they get too tired.
What causes poor sleep, doctor?
Yeah, I mean, it can be related to a lot of things, but sleep habits are really, really critical. You know, some of the things we do actually cause poor sleep. So if you're drinking a lot of caffeine right before bed, obviously that's going to not set you up for a really good night's sleep. It's going to keep you awake. And then some people, it may be related to things like stress and anxiety. So you're trying to go to sleep, but your mind is really active and thinking about all those things you're stressed out about. We call that rumination. There are some health conditions and additional, you know, things like breathing problems or in particular chronic pain can cause problems with sleep. And then you could have what we call an actual sleep disorder. And that's a medical condition that needs to be diagnosed and treated. And often they're not treated for certain patients.
What is a sleep disorder?
So really, a sleep disorder is any condition that keeps you from getting restful sleep. And there are a lot of them. You know, it's very normal for people to have trouble sleeping from time to time. But if it becomes a really consistent problem where night after night you're having difficulty either falling asleep or staying asleep, that may be a sleep disorder. And so the most common one that we see is called insomnia. And a lot of people know what insomnia is. They may not realize, though, insomnia could be that difficulty falling asleep. It may also be where you wake up in the middle of the night or maybe too early in the morning. That can also be insomnia. And then one of the other ones we see really frequently is something called sleep apnea. And sleep apnea is a medical condition that actually causes you to stop breathing while you're sleeping. And it could be a physical thing, like an obstruction or a blockage in your airway. Often it's either large tonsils or maybe a really large tongue that kind of stops you from getting air in. Or it could be more central, where your brain is not controlling your breathing correctly. And that lack of oxygen that occurs will trigger sort of your survival instinct, and it'll wake you up from sleep very abruptly.
Is that something you should talk to your doctor about, sleep problems?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is something when you come in for your, you know, your PCP visit, you want to definitely bring this up with your doctor. Your doctor may check to see if those are related to a health condition you have, or, you know, they could even be a side effect of a certain medication you're taking for a different medical condition. And if we think you might have an actual sleep disorder, often we will refer you to get something called a sleep study. And what a sleep study is it's a test that we do overnight. It actually can be done in your home or it can be in a sleep center. And what it does is it monitors your brain activity, your oxygenation, your blood pressure, all those bodily functions while you're sleeping so that we can try to make a diagnosis.
Now let's take a break. More with Dr. B from People's Health when we come back about getting enough sleep. More than one in three Americans don't get enough sleep. There's a millennial that works for our company here in this building that started doing a morning show a couple of years ago.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, uncertainty, self-doubt, stressing about not knowing where to start. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Oh. And they asked me, what's the trick to getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning? And I said, there is no trick. You're going to be tired for the rest of your life. 821 traffic now, WWL. 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Dr. B, our friend Dr. Brent Wallace from People's Health, Chief Medical Officer at People's Health. We're talking about sleep, how important it is to get enough sleep. One in three Americans do not get enough. So, Doc, what happens if you don't get enough sleep?
Yeah, I mean, in the short term, it's going to make you feel tired. It may worsen your mood. You might even have trouble making certain decisions. But long term, it can cause a lot more complications. Things like, you know, weakening your immune system and making you more susceptible to infection. It can increase your risk for depression and anxiety, and it can actually cause certain health conditions like high blood pressure.
Is it possible to change the way you sleep or improve it, or are you like you are?
No. You absolutely can make changes. You know, the healthy steps won't actually fix sleep disorders. Those generally require medical treatment, but there are a lot of things you can do.
Well, what are some tips for better sleep?
The biggest thing is really consistency. So you want to try to go to sleep and wake up at the same time every day. And really that includes weekends as well, because that consistency will kind of train your body and your brain to feel tired when you need to feel tired and then ready to go in the morning. And then, like I mentioned before, you know, don't set yourself up for failure. Don't drink caffeine or alcohol really late in the day, because that's going to cause problems. And a lot of people don't realize alcohol, even though it is a sedative, can actually cause you to wake up in the middle of the night and then have trouble falling back asleep.
So if you wake up, you should have another drink. I'm just kidding. What else can we do?
Yeah, I mean, really critical is having a good sleep environment, and a lot of people don't do this. You know, you want to make sure your room is quiet and dark and that it's at a comfortable temperature. A lot of people prefer a little cooler when they're sleeping. Some people use white noise machines to mask any of the sounds around you, house sounds or outside sounds. And then really, really critical is making sure you're putting down your smartphone, you know, at least 30 minutes before bed. Your phone is going to stimulate your brain to stay active, and that's going to actually prevent you from falling asleep. And a lot of people know there's a blue light that comes from those artificial screens, and that can actually make your body feel more awake. So you want to make sure you turn off your blue light. There's a filter usually on your phone, and then wind down with something like a book instead of television or a phone.
And if you do wake up during the night, what's a good way to fall back asleep?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few things you can do. We use this method called the 4-7-8 method, which is where you inhale through your nose for about 4 seconds, hold your breath for 7 seconds, and then you slowly exhale through your mouth for 8 seconds. And it's basically just a slow breathing technique to help relax you. You know, some people may want to put on a little soft music or that white noise that I mentioned. That can actually help you fall asleep as well.
What are some things you should not do?
Yeah, the most important thing is don't sit there watching the clock. That's just going to create more anxiety. It's going to make you feel frustrated and increase your stress, and then you're less likely to fall asleep. And a lot of people may wake up and then go grab their phone and start reading their phone, and that's going to trigger your brain to say, hey, it's morning, I'm awake. Really critical, though, is don't sit there and lie in bed. If you sit there for 20 minutes or longer, you're probably not going to fall asleep. Get up. You know, maybe get a glass of warm milk, do a relaxing activity, and then when you feel tired, try to go back to bed.
But any final advice, Doc, because it's such a, to me, a magical, ethereal thing when you fall asleep. If you start thinking about falling asleep, then you're screwed. It's not going to happen, right? It just kind of happens. So any final advice?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's really hard to change our routines for a lot of things, but sleep in particular. So this has developed over a lot of years. Make these small positive changes. And like I said, consistency is critical. Stick with them, and better sleep is going to make you feel much better every morning.
Very valuable information. Thank you, Dr. B. Sweet dreams.
Thanks, Tommy. Have a great weekend.
You too, sir. If you want to find out more about People's Health, you can go to peopleshealth.com. You can call them at 1-800-978-9765. You can visit the People's Health Medicare Center, 3017 Vets, right next to Party City in Metairie. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. Taking a quick break now, WWL First News.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to streeteasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.